As was mentioned, I'm going to talk about baseline data from a trial, randomized controlled trial that we have just completed to reduce sexual risk behavior of substance using MSM. I just want to clarify, I'm not going to be talking about the outcome data here, just be talking about the baseline data analysis. We don't quite have the outcome data ready yet to analyze. So just as a quick overview, I'm going to talk about a little bit about the background of the study, the sample characteristics, STIs reported in this population and associated factors with STIs, and then some summary and implication comments. So in terms of background, as many of you probably know, substance use is associated with sexual risk for STI transmission among MSM, and as many of you also know, heightened STIs among MSM samples have been found during this decade. So the objective of this particular analysis, this baseline analysis, is to better understand factors that are associated with reported STIs among high-risk substance using MSM. I just want to acknowledge the folks who are involved in this study at CDC. We have a whole team of folks who are involved. In Chicago, the PI was David McKernan at UIC and Howard Brown. In Los Angeles, Sharon Hudson with the Health Research Association. New York City, Beryl Koblin with the New York Blood Center. And in San Francisco, Dr. Grant Colfax with the San Francisco Department of Public Health. So what's unique about our particular study is that it's a large multi-city sample with very high risk eligibility. To be in the study, the men had to have reported having unprotected anal sex with a man in the past 6 months, and also having anal sex with a man while they were drunk or high in the past 6 months. And what we were also looking for is a diversity in our sample. So we ended up, and I'll show this in a minute, with both positive and negative folks in the sample, good proportions representative of those serostatus. We oversampled black and Latino men for statistical representation in the study. We found different substances of choice and patterns of use, even though we didn't target for that. We just naturally found that in our sample. A variety of income and education levels and age groups, and a variety of non-gay and gay-identified, and also men born outside of the U.S. For recruitment, we used staff outreach ads and snowball sampling, and this was during 2005 and 2006 in the four cities. Measurement, we used CASI, self-reported demographic and behavioral characteristics at baseline, which I'll be talking about today. At this particular point in the baseline assessment, they had not been tested for HIV serostatus, so it was based on their self-report of their HIV status, the analysis here, as well as the STIs are self-reported for the past 12 months. Substance use during their most recent anal sex encounter with a non-primary partner, specifically, in the past 3 months is what I'll be talking about in terms of the connection between substance use and sexual risk. So it's not a broad window of substance use behavior, it's specifically during their last anal sex encounter. The analysis includes multivariate logistic regression for the STIs, and the models that I'll be presenting in the table, the models control for all the variables that are listed in the table. So here are the baseline sample characteristics. N of 1540, men, pretty good proportions, 44% negative, 47% positive, and at that point in the assessment, as I said, there were 9% who had unknown serostatus. 84 identified as either gay or homosexual, 14% bisexual, and 2% other. We ended up with almost a third African-American MSM in the sample, which was great. That's what we were targeting. In Latinos, we didn't quite as do as well, but we had a 19% Latino, so still about 300 Latino men in the study for analysis. Fairly equal distribution by age group, 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 plus, a little bit more in the 40 plus group. Education, almost equal thirds across high school diploma or less, some post-high school training, and college degree or higher. And you can see the city breakdowns there, and 14% were born outside of the United States. Okay, in terms of the self-reported STIs at baseline, again, this is for the past 12 months, 33% reported having a sexually transmitted infection, 13% reported gonorrhea, 11% syphilis, 8% chlamydia, and 14% reported other or undetermined STI. And since and that's all within the full sample, so you can see that the many of the folks had multiple STIs for the previous year. And in terms of risk behavior during their most recent anal sex encounter, and remember, this is one encounter, and it's one encounter with their most recent non-primary partner. Almost 40% reported having unprotected receptive anal sex. And 37% reported having unprotected insertive anal sex. And specifically, discordant behavior, meaning somebody of known opposite serostatus or an unknown serostatus, which is how we defined it. 21% for discordant receptive and 19% for discordant insertive. So this is extremely high, even compared to community samples, broader community samples of MSM. This is indeed a high-risk group. In terms of substance use during that particular sex encounter, anal sex encounter, 58% reported using alcohol. Actually, they reported being drunk. And then 58% reported other drug use in the sense of that they felt the effects during sex. Then you can see the breakdowns by specific drugs. And then multi-substance use in that particular encounter, which is two or more substances, 46% or almost half of the men. Not presented here, well, I guess it is presented here, 77% reported at least some substance use in terms of feeling high or drunk during the encounter. Okay, so this is this first column here is about any STI in the past 12 months. So looking at the factors that are associated, again, all these factors were included in the model simultaneously. We see that positive serostatus was associated with any STI in the past 12 months. The youngest age group, 18 to 29, compared to the older age group, 40 plus, was more likely to report any STI. And keep in mind that this is a substance-using high-risk population. So given that, and rather than a broader sample, alcohol use during that encounter was actually found to be a protective factor. So since over three-quarters of the guys used substances in this, we didn't actually find that drug use was associated. But given the sort of the ceiling effect of substance use in this population, if they were an alcohol user, they were less likely to report an STI. In terms of gonorrhea specifically, again, we see the same effect for positive being at higher risk, younger group being at higher risk for gonorrhea specifically, and there's no substance effect there. For syphilis, HIV positive men were almost four times more likely to report having syphilis than negative men. And here we see that African American men were more likely to report having syphilis in the prior 12 months. Age was not associated, and here we see the alcohol effect that was reported with any STI. In terms of chlamydia specifically, HIV serostatus was not associated with chlamydia. African Americans were less likely than whites. White was the referent group there for race. Blacks were less likely than whites to report having chlamydia, and there was no substance use effect. So in terms of summary, these are indeed a very high-risk group of MSM to be targeted for risk reduction, high-risk in terms of reported STIs and in terms of unprotected anal sex in their most recent anal sex encounter. HIV-positive status is associated with several STIs, and particularly syphilis. Younger age is associated with gonorrhea, and black race is associated with syphilis, and white race is associated with chlamydia. Implications are that even among this very high-risk substance-using MSM population, subgroups of men could and should be targeted for STI risk reduction messages. However, all MSM who use substances during sex could potentially benefit from these risk reduction efforts. Thank you.